Black helicopter crowd notion.
Tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Yes, Harrison, you're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
What's good, guys? Zen One here for Black Helicopter News, and this is episode number 93 of the podcast, on the march to 100. And today is Saturday, August 26, 2017. For first-time listeners, Black Helicopter News is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss pop culture, the paranormal, as well as strange, odd, and unusual news stories. And as well as have guests from time to time. So, that being said, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. It is conspiracy satire. I don't believe all this shit, but occasionally I get trolls that honestly think I do. Entertainment purposes only. Okay, folks? So, on today's episode, we're going to be checking out an interesting news story that I believe is totally real with no proof. LOL. But very interesting story, so we can pick apart and laugh at. Los Angeles man harassed by reptilian shapeshifters. This is on topconspiracies.com. Very credible site. That's a joke for you idiot trolls. But anyway, it just makes the joke less... It makes satire and joking less funny when you have to point it out immediately that you're joking. So I'm going to do that from time to time so we can keep them on the same page with us, okay? So before we get started, I want to make a quick announcement. The Black Helicopter News page on Facebook is unpublished, but you can join us on the Black Helicopter News podcast. It's a private closed group.
With news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Los Angeles man harassed by reptilian shapeshifters. This is on, as I said, topconspiracies.com. So, his name is Richard Bruce, and ever since he started uploading videos, he says, regarding existence of alien reptilians living among us, apparently he's been stalked and harassed by law enforcement, men in black, etc., and saying they're all out to get him. Kind of sounds a little schizophrenic, but hey, maybe they are out to get him. Truth is stranger than fiction, often. Their methods apparently are disrupting his daily life. I mean, of course. And as he's saying, he constantly has to look over his shoulder, and that's not fun. Richard, so this guy lives in California, around L.A. And as we all know, California is the land of fruits and nuts. So he's a religious man, though. Mentions that he's a devout Christian. Okay? And He admits as he grew up, he became aware of different things that many people dismiss as BS. And he claims his faith is strong, and he keeps his eyes open and his ears to the ground. All right, he's been living in LA in West San Fernando Valley since 1970. We'll be right back with more of this story, folks.
Listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson.
Nobody does it better.
Here's what's in the news.
So, Richard purchased a car dash cam to document the side distractions made by police, because he's saying they would pull over people next to him, around him in traffic, and trying to be inconspicuous, but just to keep tabs on him. Sounds kind of like BS, but let's take this with a grain of salt and see where this goes. His analysis includes specifically reptilian shapeshifters. Okay. The first video uploaded was titled Reptilian Matrix Message, and was on YouTube back on Valentine's Day of 2013 after the analysis was done for the 1999 film The Matrix. Okay, we are all fans of that, if you're listeners of this show. So apparently, after he did this analysis for the film, there were 8 different helicopters. Ooh, Black Helicopter News. I love the references. So they were all hovering directly over his apartment in the Woodland Hills area. Now, I just want to take a quick time out. So I have studied a little bit of real estate. You own area going up above your property all the way into space. So if there's black helicopters hovering over your house, you're allowed to open fire on them, throw rocks at them, throw eggs. Don't do it, folks. It could be illegal. But hey, why not? Take it into consideration.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Okay. So, and just on that last comment, I'm only saying if they were very bad people, not if they were good people. So, as in Men in Black, like, I don't know. I'm just going to get my foot out of my mouth. So, but it really seems that law enforcement has gone out of his way to follow him. And just let's take a time out. Maybe it's not law enforcement. Maybe they are shape-shifting, pretending to be law enforcement. Okay, now these are all jokes, folks. I'm just goofing, I'm clowning, I'm not telling you to do anything. And I'm not accusing these fine people of being shapeshifters. I need to see it to believe it, personally. But he used a selfie stick to talk about different incidents that are happening to him. So in this video, he's seen wandering through a remote nature trail, and he mentions not only do helicopters continually keep flying low near where he is, but unmarked surveillance vehicles can be seen not far away either. It sounds scary, folks. If this is true, then geez. So he also, hold on. We're doing this in one shot, folks. No editing. So he's also uploaded proof, allegedly, of reptilian shapeshifting with a film titled "Your Taxes" for my reptilian LAPD escort. Wow. Later, 4 officers appeared in his doorstep.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Okay, this is the last segment, actually, of this episode, and a lot more to get to. So if you want to read more, check it out on our new private group on Facebook, Black Helicopter News Podcast. As I said, I unpublished the regular page. Just wanted to distance myself from the trolls. So, now, okay, they showed up on his doorstep saying they're looking for another tenant, a tenant on his premises, who was missing for 8 months. That seems reasonable. But, according to Richard, he knew otherwise why they were really there. They were spying on him and scouting out the situation. More vehicles drove up and down the street, and he said they were black SUV-type vehicles, and he was shaken up about it. He mentions attempts on his life and making him out to be the bad guy. While much of this is quite incredible, he says there were 3 attempts on his life by serpents. Holy crap, serpents. Space serpents, if most likely. Richard said Paul Walker, along with others, another, were sent to consume and eat him. Okay. This is ridiculous. Okay. Paul Walker was a... Oh, God. See, folks, this is why I'm saying I can't believe this stuff. And some of these idiots on Facebook really think I believe this shit. But he says, so they came to take his life. And he recited a passage from the Bible. And apparently they exploded in a green light, or their heads exploded or something. Okay, folks. I don't know what to say, folks. This sounds like BS, but hey. Oh, sorry. Until next time for Black Helicopter News, I'm President Zen 1. Comment below in the comment box. Let me know what you think. Signing off.